Despite this rainy morning in Morris, over 800 cattlemen from across the state are expected to gather for the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association summer tour. And joining me is Brady Wolf with the West Central Cattlemen's Association hosting this year's tour. And Brady, tell me a little bit more about the behind-the-scenes work and this year's tour stops.
We got started planning over a year ago and picked the stops kind of to highlight our area. So we're going to a dairy, and we're also going to an edible bean processing plant. So it doesn't necessarily have to be all cattle focused or beef cattle focused.
Let's dive a little bit more into those tour stops. What are cattlemen that have gathered from around the state going to be seeing today?
Yeah, so we're going to be going to an edible bean plant, like I said. Edible beans are really big in this area. And then we're also going to be going to a robotic dairy. And then a couple different feedlots. One's just a covered feedlot. The other's a covered slat barn feedlot. And then a cow-calf operation where they have Hereford and Sim Angus cattle. And then a unique one is we're going to highlight more calves and wolf cattle. Their system there where they bring beef builders birth to finish. And we can kind of get the calf side of it as well as the finishing side of it just a couple miles apart here in Stevens County.
Tell me a little bit more about you and your background.
Yeah, so I grew up right south of town here on a large limousine operation, but then when I was 16, our family moved and started a Simmental herd out by Starbuck, and then we're active in that and have a bull sale every year, so I'm involved with the cow-calf side of things there, but then I'm also working for a farm close to town here that has a custom feedlot as well, so I get that aspect of the beef industry in my daily job as well.
Thanks for joining me, Brady, reporting agriculture's business from Morris, Minnesota on the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association Summer Tour. I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.